This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 143 for Monday, November 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. After earlier losses, ICE canola futures turn higher on Monday morning as trading resumes following Remembrance Day. The January contract gains $9.20 at $8.92.40 per ton, and the March contract tacks on $5.90 at $8.83.90. This is despite pressure on canola coming from losses in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. As global crude oil prices ease back, they weigh on vegetable oil values. The Canadian Grain Commission reported on Thursday afternoon that producer deliveries of canola are up nearly 8% for the week ending November 6th at 450,000 tons. Canola exports jump 55% on the week at about 201,000 tons, while domestic usage falls 17% at around 202,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is on the rise this morning, with the loonie climbing to 75.3 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.75. In the United States, traffic on the Mississippi River is slightly improving after recent rains raised water levels up a little. While the U.S. Northern Plains got precipitation over the weekend, less was received going south. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping met for 3 hours of talks at the G20 meeting today. The two countries are attempting to reduce tensions between each other. Later this morning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will issue its weekly export inspections report, followed by its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Ahead of tomorrow's crush report, from the National Oilseed Processors Association, the average trade guess pegs the October soybean crush at around 184.5 million bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The January contract is down 7 cents at $14.43 per bushel. December soy oil loses more than a half cent at 76.42 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal dips 20 cents at $407.20 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower, with the December contract slipping back 0.75 cents at $6.57 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its December contract up 2 cents at $3.89. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise, as Chicago December adds a nickel at $8.18.5. Kansas City December advances 13 cents at $9.56.5. And Minneapolis December gains 15.5 cents at $9.61. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 14th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.